Hey guys, this is Scott Johnston, producer for the Prepped and Polished podcast. I just wanted to take a few minutes and wish all of you a healthy and happy new year. And thank you for listening to the Prepped and Polished podcast last year. Also, wanted to let you guys know that you can vote for Prepped and Polished as part of a contest with Boston Magazine. They're looking for the best of Boston. All of the information is in the show notes. So if you would be willing to support Prepped and Polished in that contest, we would really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Prepped and Polished podcast. The podcast that empowers you to take control of your education, featuring weekly interviews with influencers in the world of education, as well as tutoring tips, lessons, and updates. And now, here's your host, Alexis Avila.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another Tutoring Tips episode of the Prepped and Polished podcast. It's Alexis Avila of Prepped and Polished. Make sure to check out our website, preppedandpolished.com, for more info. And while you're there, sign up for our free tutoring and test prep tips newsletter. It comes out monthly. You can join our Prepped and Polished community on Facebook, Twitter. Just search for Prepped and Polished. You can submit a question during the show or after to radio@preppedandpolished.com. We love hearing from you. Let's get right to today's episode 159, Marathon Training and Test Preparation. So they're really quite similar. So, you know, I completed three marathons in Boston. And believe me, it's not easy to cross both finish lines, the marathon and the test, the SAT or the ACT test. You have to spend a good, 4 months preparing and doing smart preparation. So here's some similarities between the marathon training and test preparation. Now, when you train for a marathon, you don't want to, week one, go out of the gates and run a 20-miler. You're going to collapse, and it's just not going to work out well. And similarly, when you train for a standardized test like the SAT, you don't want to just dive right into rigorous preparation like a week away from the test. So you have to figure out as early as possible, 4 months out, what your strengths and weaknesses are and get familiar with the test format, the types of questions you're going to be asked on the test. And once you figure out the roadmap, then you can start to study harder and really crank up and do more rigorous preparation. But the key is you got to do the rigorous preparation. You have to do preparation in advance. Now, any marathon runner will tell you that if you run a 20-plus mile run the week of the actual marathon, you're going to heighten your chance of injury. So similarly, you don't want to cram for the SAT a few days before the big test. See, cramming for the SAT could hurt your concentration and injure you mentally on test day. Now, if you spread out your SAT studying over a series of months and you get some ample rest, you put yourself in the driver's seat to ace the exam. Okay, so now it's the big day. If you want to run a marathon, the day of the marathon, you have to run a smart race. And that means on race day, you got to hydrate well and run in a relaxed and comfortable pace. Now, on SAT, ACT test day, you don't want to rush through the test and make a bunch of careless mistakes that could hurt your score, nor do you want to spend any significant amount of time on one problem. So what you want to do is you want to move quickly but carefully through the easy problems at the beginning of the section, and then you want to slow down when you encounter the medium and difficult problems. And if you get stuck on any one given problem, you're going to circle that problem and go back to it if you have time. So when you're running a marathon race, or like a marathon, on a standardized test like the SAT, you'll score the best if you pace yourself wisely from start to finish. So I wish you really good luck on your SAT or ACT exam. And whether you prepare for a test or you plan to run a marathon, just remember, prepare yourself well, and you're going to do well on that. So that wraps up our show today. That was episode 159, Marathon Training and Test Prep. Be on the lookout for our next podcast, episode 160. Our next podcast is my interview with New York Times college admissions columnist Lynn O'Shaughnessy. Remember to access all of our podcast episodes. Go to preppedandpolished.com/podcast. Thank you for joining us on the Prepped and Polished podcast. Now go out there and take control of your education.
You've been listening to the Prepped and Polished podcast. For more information, check out PreppedAndPolished.com. Also, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Class dismissed.